founder of the Voice of the Disabled, Cheryl Adams, is underscoring the importance of differently abled persons having access to quality education and skills training. Voice of the Disabled, VOD, an organization established in St. Vincent and the Grenadines on October 22, 2016, celebrates its 8th year of advocating for people with disabilities. Founder Cheryl Adams says the organization has been making strides in communities, not just in San Jose, but across the country since its inception. Adams says that the organization presently caters to all persons with disabilities.
So we have those that are visually impaired, very active. We have those that are physically challenged. We have those that are a bit hearing impaired. And we have those that are slow learners. Organization is comprised of different members. But I try my best to ensure that they're all being solved. Recently, we have persons on the leeward side asking for us to come. And now we have persons and the Grenadines that are reaching out to us and asking that we come. So I can see that come next year, should God spare our life, have a greater work than we are doing. We are here to advocate on behalf of persons with disability. And as long as I have health and strength, I will ensure that advocacy and awareness is done for persons with disability throughout St. Vincent.
Today's 8th anniversary is being commemorated with a service at the Voice of the Disabled Center in San Jose under the theme Moving Forward, Empowering Lives and Building Communities. Adams says its outreach program has been helping the VOD raise awareness about the plight of the disabled.
I am seeing a lot of persons that are living with disability shining forth. They are happy when they are at the center, they can socialize. We are also educating them, empowering them to become self-employed through our small-scale agriculture. We have achieved a lot, and I am very grateful. Well, our mission outreach program, which we go every last Friday in the community, we visit schools, we visit members in their home. At the schools, we would talk to teachers and students about persons with disability and how to interact with them.
Adams is calling on Vincentians to support the Voice of the Disabled through donations or volunteering.
There are lots of retirees out there, teachers, counselors, lawyers, doctors, whatever service you can offer to Voice of the Disabled. To our members, we will appreciate it. And don't forget to give to us when you can, because we would accept whatever service you can give, whatever monetary donation you can give, food item you can give, we would appreciate it. Don't forget us. Our number is 432-1739. 432-1739.
Adams underscores the importance of education and skills training for persons with disabilities to ensure their financial independence and well-being. She encourages parents and guardians to ensure that children with disabilities live a normal life and have access to education and opportunities that will enrich their lives.
Send your child to school. We have this special needs school in Georgetown, in Kingston, in Bekwe. And now I see that they're including the children in this ordinary primary school. But I would like to see every child visually impaired, hearing impaired. Education is important. And if they cannot go with the books, ensure that these children are given a skill. So you don't have no need to keep the children at home. That is long gone. These are modern days. And if I know anybody have a child at home, not sending them to school, I would ensure I call in the welfare department, the police department. I will put every ministry under parent until I know that that child is in school.
Founder of the Voice of the Disabled, Cheryl Adams. I am Galen Brown with today's special report.